This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. I am David Knight here with Owen Schroer. We've got a large number of stories today. Of course, there's always a new Russian story. This is kind of like the tale of Scheherazade, where she came up with an interesting story so that she could come up with another story every night to save her life. That's what the Democrats are doing with Russia. So this is the latest tale of Russian intervention. We're going to debunk that for you. It's actually, surprise, surprise, fake news. Only 6% of the people even care about this stuff. 94% of the people don't think it's an issue, and it isn't an issue. It is made up. But when they run out of these stories, just like Scheherazade, they're going to face the axe. And we're going to talk about another example of how Washington is completely arrayed against Donald Trump. We have the U.S. Post Office. This is a story that's been building for about a week. Now we find that it's actually been determined to be a Hatch Act violation. Campaigning for Hillary Clinton and incurring massive overtime charges. We're going to break down the details of this, but that is what we're seeing here, the fact that all of these postal workers were given, and of course it was unpaid leave, but they had to hire people at overtime wages in order to replace them. So we're going to talk about that. Of course, we're going to talk about the fake GOP taking out Obamacare repeal and the fact that the GOP is now going to be betting the House on tax reform, a meeting today with Donald Trump. What else do we have on the schedule here, Owen?
Well, I don't like to hear that because they're probably going to lose that bet as well. It's amazing. Actually, we were on the air probably a month ago when Republicans were celebrating the passing of the health care bill in the House, and we were up here laughing.
Yeah.
We were like, nothing to celebrate here. This is a dead bill walking right here.
That's right.
And, of course, that's what it turns out to be. And it seems like that's the case with all of these bills. You know, Congress is overstepping Trump in a lot of different ways. We've got another one here today. You remember Trump was trying to cut a bunch of public funding to media outlets. Well, Congress decided to go ahead and fund those media outlets anyway to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars here. I'm looking for the right number.
Meanwhile, they don't want to fund his plan for infrastructure when it comes to so they're going to block infrastructure, but they're going to fund propaganda.
David, this is
that's their infrastructure.
It literally makes me want to pull my hair out. Today, the meeting is still going on. It's been going on for, I guess, over 4 hours now. The 2018 budget resolution markup. This meeting has been going on all day today on the Hill. I've been listening to this thing all day. It's unbelievable when you listen to these people. You've got class warfare nonstop. This is what I keep hearing all day. The millionaires and billionaires. What are we, Bernie Sanders now? Take from the poor and give to the rich. This budget is cuts giving to the 1%. They never cite anything. Where is this money that the poor people are getting? I'm yet to hear this explanation. Where is all this money that the poor people are getting that's being taken away? What money is it that you're literally taking from poor and giving to the rich? I don't understand this concept. This is a concept that everybody preaches, but then nobody backs it up. Nobody backs it up. Everybody talks about mandatory spending, David. Mandatory spending?
Yeah.
What the hell is mandatory spending? I've never heard of mandatory spending.
Well, that's their entitlements, you know, because they're entitled to what you have. And mandatory. That's their view of rights. You know, you and I think of rights as the right to be left alone. They think of rights as their right to take what you have. that's what the socialists call entitlement spending. It's a very different view of rights. And, of course, we had Barack Obama say, well, we got positive rights, negative rights. Guess which one he said was positive? Well, the positive rights are your right to somebody else's stuff. Your right to be given free things. We simply want to be free. We want to be left alone. That's what we're talking about when we talk about rights. So just as we see with all these other things, even the way that we define words is completely polar opposite from the left.
Well, here's the thing that they won't describe. It's just like the same thing with healthcare. They say, you're taking healthcare away from all these people. Well, they might be getting a new health care plan. They might be losing their plan, but they couldn't afford the health care to begin with. The poor people are the ones that are being harmed by this bill. They can't afford the premiums. They can't afford the down payments. And the Democrats never address that. They just say, take from the poor and give to the rich. It's a total false narrative.
All right, well, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. And then Alex Jones is going to join us to break down this latest false tale of Russian intervention. We'll be right back.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Clearly, the deep state wants to try to remove Trump from office and declare the 2016 historic political realignment as Russian meddling, and not just remove Trump from office, but say that all the Republicans that got elected in that giant landslide that took control of the House and Senate, they all got elected by Russian meddling. Now, all the so-called hacking's been disproven. But there are a few meetings, like there would be with anybody at that level in a political race, with some Russians. Now, of course, Hillary and Obama have thousands of times the contacts. But that doesn't matter, because the MSM is basically the audiovisual department for the Democratic Party and for the globalist. But the big thing they're doing, even if they can't remove Trump, because national polls show only 6% of Americans think the Russia thing is real. It's totally fallen on its face. But the real issue is it allows the shadow government to keep its people organized as if they're the real government opposing an outside government of Russia. That gives them what they believe their internal cover. Now, that's one part of it. The other part of the equation is, even though they can't remove Trump with this fraud, it allows them to introduce the idea that he's still illegitimate. And then here's the big one. And people really need to understand this. They want to set it up where any contact by the executive branch with Russia, any contact with the Russians, public meetings, private meetings, diplomatic meetings, is dirty, is evil, is suspect, is espionage. And the big example of that is the 2 days of the G20 meeting, more than four meals they had, on the last night of the conference at a public event with all the diplomatic staff there and the leaders of 20 countries, the G20 set it up where Melania, the first lady, was sitting with Putin. And they had a Japanese translator between them who could speak English. And you can see photos of the meetings. There'd be two world leaders sitting together, a world leader's wife or husband sitting next to a world leader, and then one translator sitting right behind them, basically translating for the two. And the G20 put Melania with Putin. Obviously a wise choice, because it causes discussions and debates. The two can both communicate with each other. And then during the three-hour dinner, Trump comes over and talks to him for a few minutes. Totally, completely normal. But CNN turns that into something dirty, and then Trump comes out and says, there's nothing sinister about this. This is normal activity. And CNN goes, yeah, it would be normal activity, except you're under investigation. So it's the deep state, it's the loser bureaucracy throwing absolutely massive fits in everybody's face. And it just shows how they're going to take anything he does. Just like when the Russian ambassador a few months ago had the first meeting with Trump in the White House, and they went in a closed-door meeting, which is normal, and they acted like that was somehow dirty, and then he gave them national security secrets and told them, I'm worried about laptop bombs. Remember that? 2 months before it was in the news that Trump was worried about laptop bombs because ISIS and Al-Qaeda was learning how to do that. And there have been alerts on the news. But this is how they take everything and misrepresent it. It's like when a nuclear sub came calling in South Korea, and Trump said publicly, we've got nukes, we've got subs, we've got aircraft carriers, North Korea better watch it, a normal show of force, Pentagon advised. They turned that into a conversation with a Philippine president that he told him, we've got nuke subs, and that, quote, he told him where the location was. Our Navy showed the sub docking there as a show of force. But this is how they play on public ignorance. This is how they're creating this new political correctness where the talking point from Howard Stern, from host on CNN, from MSNBC, from Congressman Quigley of Illinois, is you don't talk to Russians. The new saying is, quote, you don't talk to a Russian who's in the Russian government. You don't talk to a Russian who's an American. You don't talk to a Russian on the phone. Talking to Russians is espionage. That's a quote by Baer, formerly the CIA, on CNN. That's a quote by Quigley on MSNBC. That's a quote by Nancy Pelosi. That's a quote by Maxine Waters. And I heard Howard Stern 2 days ago. I was flipping through the dial. He's talking about Don King and Donald Trump. And he said, you don't take a phone call from Russians. You don't talk to them. And Robin goes, that's right. You don't talk to Russians. They're our enemy. And that's the new talking point as well, is that all Russians are our enemy and we are at war with Russia. The Vanity Fair reporters out there saying it. They're all saying it. The Esquire reporter, so-called reporter, the failed Keith Olbermann is saying, Russian scum. We're at war with Russian scum. No, we have globalists that have hijacked our country, that are allied with radical Islam, and that are bringing it in. You know, they put out that super deluxe video that's got like 15 million views now, top video online in the last 4 days. And in the Super Deluxe video, from excerpts from like 6 months ago, I say, oh, we love our Somalis. Oh, we love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. And then the police chief says, you know, they're perfect. The police chief saying this guy that shot the woman, unarmed woman, who's a Somali cop, he's oh, so good, oh, so sweet. And the Washington Post is actually saying we're worried about Islamophobia, and he's the victim, not the dead woman. And there's more cases of Somalis attacking folks, walking their dogs, stabbing people, screaming Allah Akbar, and the media's making it up. So it just shows how I made a joke 6 months ago how they cover up for radical Islamic terror, particularly Somalis, that they're bringing in mass. And then right as the video comes out, there's a whole spat, or whole spate, a whole raft, a whole rash, a whole new group of, you know, Islamic terror and Islamic attacks and Islamic bizarreness from the Somalis. So this is the craziness that's going on. It just shows how we're so on target, and that's why the globalists hate us and why they're after us and why the ADL calls us extremist and racist and Nazis and all this crap, because they are the people supporting real Nazis and giving awards to real Nazis like George Soros. But they want to hype up their crazed masses of liberal brainwashed fascists to go out and shoot people like we saw with Congressman Scalise. We've had the Southern Poverty Law Center. Their own supporters go out and shoot people and say they go to churches and shoot people because of the stuff they read from the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's the left saying hashtag hunt Republicans. It's the left calling for violence. It's George Soros funding the groups that are out killing cops. This is so sick. We have to come together against globalism and what it's allied with, radical Islam. So back to the live transmission with David Knight, Owen Schroyer, and more. I'll be back in later today live as well, taking care of some stuff this morning for the family. And then I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central with the weekday transmission this coming Thursday. But for this live Wednesday edition, folks, think about how crazy it's gotten, how desperate. They want to paralyze our president. They admit they're doing this by saying any contact with Russians is treason. When the president is the president, a separate branch of government, he could go meet for 5 days in closed doors, like Reagan and people did with Gorbachev, if he wanted to. He could do whatever he wanted. But the idea that he can't, at a state dinner where you're supposed to talk to people, go over and talk to Putin, who his wife is seated with via the G20, just shows how dumb they think you are. But the good news is, no one's buying it. No one's buying that Islam's the religion of peace. No one's buying this isn't an invasion. No one's buying fighting an uphill battle against globalists, but still doing a great job. Ron Paul was on yesterday and said Trump's doing a great job, but fighting an uphill battle back against the wall, but that globalism is collapsing. See, they can try to destroy me or Trump or Ron Paul or Drudge or other leaders in the movement. They can't stop all of you. So they want to make examples out of us so other people won't stand up. The truth is, our tide of liberty is coming in. Their tide's going out. But let MSM know what a joke they are, and CNN know, and talk radio know how crazy this is, that a state dinner, our president isn't supposed to talk to Putin like he's evil and he's bad. What a mind game. President Trump needs to travel to Reykjavik and repeat what Reagan and Gorbachev did for, say, a three-day summit with Putin. And he should call out and say, they tried to create dirt here. They tried to paralyze me. They tried to tell me, don't be associated with Putin. They tried to tell me, I can't even talk to him at a state dinner when we're two superpowers with nuclear weapons that need to work together and have a lot of economic future together, and they're becoming Christian and free market, something we ought to get back to. He ought to go and openly have an alliance with Russia for free market, an alliance against radical Islam, and an alliance against cultural Marxism, which Russia's fighting, and ought to have a huge summit and throw the gauntlet down in front of all of these trash. And let these garbage globalists know that they're not going to intimidate people with their alliance with Islam and their alliance with communism and communist China and their alliance with the corrupt globalist-controlled Vatican. That's what America and Russia is fighting. We've got to come together. And the globalists are scared of that alliance. The Pope is scared of that alliance because it's the right alliance to make and complete Russia's journey towards freedom and have us get back to freedom as well. That's the bottom line. That shows how crazy these scumbags are, that they think they can mind control you to where our president isn't even allowed to have dinner with people in public. It's a load of bull. Infowars.com/show. Back to Owen Schroyer and David Knight.
All right, and that's Alex Jones, and I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer on this Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. We're going to talk about what actually happened at that meeting, but we're also going to talk about a meeting that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, and that was when Bill Clinton got $500,000 to talk to Russians. He gave a speech. They gave him $500,000. We know this from WikiLeaks. And the mainstream media does not want to talk about that. And at the same time, then Hillary Clinton's State Department started pushing to repeal the Magnitsky Act, which is what Natalia Veselnitskaya was here to lobby everybody for. So we're going to talk about the real story behind all this. But real quickly, I want to let you know about our summer mega specials that are going to be ending soon. We have free shipping, of course, store-wide. That's throughout the month of July at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Those specials are ending today. So take a look at those. They are discounted 30% off right now, but those specials for those two items will be ending today. And we also have Caveman that is back in stock, 25% off, along with a lot of other of our most popular products. We have InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. And again, free shipping, not only for the storable food, but for everything store-wide at InfoWars.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this narrative that they're creating. And as I said at the top of the hour, Owen, what we're seeing here really kind of reminds me of 1001 Tales of Scheherazade, where she kept coming up with a new story every day to preserve her life. And that's what the Democrats are trying to do. They don't want us to see their collusion. We're going to talk about the U.S. Postal Service, but of course, 1001 Nights, that gives them about 3 years. That kind of brings us up to the next election cycle. I think it's really what they want to do. All right, we're going to be right back. Owen Schroyer, David Knight, stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
me! Watch me!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Hey. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, as you were saying, David, the Democrats have to make up a new angle, a new story, it seems like every week, every month, to try to continue this narrative that Russia is meddling, that Trump is colluding with Russia. And the reason why they have to keep doing that is because it keeps falling on deaf ears. It keeps lacking the ability to hold water. And it's amazing because there's only one story that we've stuck to. David, we've stuck to the same story. That's Bill Clinton getting paid $500,000 for a speech yeah. and Hillary Clinton making a deal with Uranium One for, what was it, 20% of our uranium?
Yeah, that's right.
So we've stuck to that story for years. That's not a new thing that we've been claiming. That's a story we've been reporting on for years. That's the same story that we're going to report on today because it holds water. But here's the thing, though. I don't think the Democrats have anything else. I think that this is it. They've spent their wad. They've played every hand. The Don Jr. Meeting didn't take how they thought it would take.
And well, they drug that out every day. They said, oh, wait a minute. I think we've decided that there's somebody else who was at that meeting. But I think the key thing that we look at is when we look at this Bill Clinton meeting, is we see that there's a couple of things going on. Number one, it's interesting to see all of the elements that they're complaining about Donald Trump Jr. in. All these elements are present in the Bill Clinton story. The same lawyer from Russia, the Magnitsky Act and the lobbying and so forth, and except that there's something else going on here. A $500,000 payoff and actually doing something about it. When they were approached, when Don Trump Jr. was approached, he said, no thanks, and they walked off. Not the Clintons. The Clintons took the cash. The Clintons performed for them. But they don't care about that. Let's play this clip we've got from Fox News that Bill Clinton made $500,000 for a speech in Russia. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
All right, as the media continues to attack the president's son and his meetings with the Russian attorney, a leaked email from Hillary Clinton's campaign may bear new significance in exposing potential Russian ties to Democrats. The email sent by a Clinton spokesperson says this: with the help of the research team, we killed a Bloomberg story trying to link HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton's opposition to the Magnitsky bill, to a $500,000 speech that Bill Clinton gave in Moscow. Here to react, Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton. Tom, now we all know the Magnitsky bill. What's the significance of this story being killed by Bloomberg?
Well, that Bloomberg story and the date of that email is shortly after the New York Times piece exposing the connections between all this Russia connected money, $145 million generally, $500,000 specifically to Bill Clinton from a Russian-connected firm that was pushing Uranium One. And evidently someone in the media not only connected it to Uranium One, but saw other Russian interests being advanced by Mrs. Clinton, such as this really hardcore opposition to any new sanctions against Russia over its alleged murder of a human rights-related lawyer.
So that's the key thing, is that they actually did this stuff, and then they project it. They try to hang it on Trump. They accuse him of doing what they actually did, even though Donald Trump Jr. did not do that. And I just want to repeat what he said there. He said, with the help of a research team, we killed a Bloomberg story trying to link HRC's opposition to the Magnitsky bill, a $500,000 speech that William Jefferson Clinton gave in Moscow. That's coming from one of the WikiLeaks. That was from Jesse Lerich on the Rapid Response Communications Team for Hillary for America. So they're bragging about the fact that they were able to kill a Bloomberg story that exposed this pay for play that the Clintons were involved in. And then they turn around and they create a story and put it on. They bury the story with the help of the mainstream media. And then the mainstream media comes back and fabricates the bones of that story and puts it onto the Trump administration. Amazing, isn't it? What you can do when you've got the government colluding, the press colluding with the Clintons. They can do all kinds of stuff, can't they?
Yeah, and what you really have here is the Clintons, the Democrats colluding with media. I mean, that's the real collusion.
Yeah, yeah.
But when we cover all of this stuff, David, I mean, this is not new to us. You know, most of our audience probably knows this already, except for maybe perhaps new listeners. So the question that I have when we cover this stuff, will this wake people up? Will people see the clear double standard in mainstream media coverage of this, where they say, Trump Russia, Trump Russia, Trump Russia, but then completely ignore the Clinton Russia connection, which is so far and beyond any Trump Russia collusion, it's not even funny. And again, the irony to me is how they want to continue to build up this Don Jr. meeting. They want to continue to try to force that up as something. Meanwhile, Trump literally just met with Putin. Okay, I mean, literally, the president of the United States met with the president of Russia, but it's regular. That's how it works. This is politics. This is geopolitical speaking, and they don't report on that. Just go back to Don Jr.
And we're going to talk about this fake secret meeting that happened with all the leaders of the G20 in the same room. We're going to talk about the details of that when we come back.
This just in, David Knight, Noah Schroyer have a secret meeting on air at InfoWars right now.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroyer. Thank you for joining our secret private meeting, because it's about as secret and private as the secret meeting that Donald Trump had with Vladimir Putin, as Owen was saying before we went to the break. I want to give you some details, and let me lay these out here, Owen. I'll get your comment on it. This is what Breitbart has. This is a White House statement, and the White House broke down what actually happened at the dinner. This was put out by the press. They said this meeting occurred during dinner for heads of state and their spouses. It supposedly raised eyebrows. That's what the mainstream media said, this raised eyebrows. It was a secret meeting. While all these other G20 leaders were at the dinner, and then they said this broke national security protocol because there was no U.S. translator present. Okay, really? I want to talk about that, and let's give you the details as the White House laid this out. They said, first of all, there was a concert for everybody at the Hamburg New Opera House. They said then Chancellor Merkel hosted a dinner for the leaders and spouses only, and the German government set the seating arrangement. They said the concert and dinner were publicly announced, both president's schedule and the G20 schedule, a clear understanding all visiting leaders would be present at this secret meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. President Trump was seated between Mrs. Abe, wife of Prime Minister of Japan, and Mrs. Macri, wife of the President of Argentina. Mrs. Trump was seated next to President Putin. During the course of the dinner, all the leaders circulated throughout the room. They spoke with one another freely. President Trump spoke with many leaders during the course of the evening. As the dinner was concluding, President Trump went over to Mrs. Trump, and he briefly spoke to President Putin. Remember, Mrs. Trump was seated next to President Putin by Chancellor Merkel. They set up the seating arrangements. They say each. Now, here's the issue about the supposed breaking of protocol by not having an American translator present.
Wait, did you say she set up the seating arrangements?
Yeah, it was a setup by Merkel. Right, yeah. Each couple was allowed one translator. The American translator accompanying President Trump spoke Japanese. Why would that be? Well, it's because he was sitting next to the Japanese prime minister's wife. So they gave him a Japanese translator, and each couple was allowed one translator. Big mystery here. And so this was all put out by Ian Bremmer. He's a critic of Trump, and he was pushing the story with Charlie Rose. And this has become the latest narrative in the 1001 Tales of Russian intrigue. Alexpionage, I guess, is what we really ought to call this. It just never ends. It's absolutely amazing. We got CNN quoting Senator Chris Coons, Democrat of Delaware, who, citing no law, no regulation, strongly implied the president of the United States is not allowed to speak to other world leaders after dinner. This is reported by Breitbart. He called the meeting, quote, a basic failure in terms of national security protocol. Because Trump didn't bring a second translator with him when he spoke to Putin. And remember, I just told you, each couple was allowed one translator. Trump had a Japanese translator because he was sitting next to the wife of the Japanese president. So that's the big mystery, folks. That is the nothing burger. You know, where's the beef? As the old lady used to say, there is no beef except that they're trying to hide their crimes. As we said before, the real crime here that they were focused on all last week, and now they're moving on to the supposed secret meeting. The big crime with Donald Trump Jr. was not a crime. There wasn't any collusion. There wasn't any cash. There wasn't any corruption. That all happened with the Clintons. Whenever you want to see collusion, cash, and corruption, look for Clintons. And there we have it. We have Bill Clinton making $500,000, speaking to the Russians, and then Hillary pushing back for the very same thing that Natalia Veselnitskaya was pushing for, and that is to eliminate the Magnitsky Act. And he was congratulated personally by President Putin. So there you go. And as the spokesperson for the White House, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, daughter of Mike Huckabee, said, these are the people. If you want to talk about having a relationship with Russia, talk about the Clintons. And then Governor Huckabee, who was in Russia, said, I think the Russians want their money back. They didn't get anything, so they're trying to get something from the Trumps. They didn't get that. And so then the press, working with the Clintons, projects all of this stuff onto Trump because they never talked about it. It came out in WikiLeaks that they were working to shut down any narrative, and they successfully shut down anybody talking about this pay for play with Bill Clinton and the Russians and the Magnitsky Act. They completely shut that down.
Well, and the more that comes out with this story and the connections between Clinton and the Magnitsky Act, the more I'm starting to wonder if it wasn't Hillary Clinton that was using Veselnitskaya. That's kind of what it.
Yes.
It seems to me what it may have been the case here. But
we talked about that before. The fact that she was connected to all these people who had Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, all these people who had And I said, to me, it looked like the third strike from this same crew that first came out after Carter Page. Then they came out with a dirty dossier, and they got John McCain to shop that around to the FBI and others. And then this is basically the third strike from this crew, from the Democrats working with CrowdStrike, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, and all these people to try to take down the Trumps. And they know what they can use. It's just amazing that they take their stuff and they project it onto other people.
Well, and it'll be interesting to see what develops here, because, again, they're not going to stop this. And I think the one question that needs to be answered here, that remains to be answered, that will blow a hole in this entire thing is, how was Veselnitskaya able to be in America? Who signed the documents?
That's right.
There had to be paperwork.
Yes.
Why was she here? What was her reasoning? That's what the people need to know, and that might start answering questions. Meanwhile, she just seems to be kind of floating in a cyclone of news right now.
And there was also already a big relationship with them, because remember, the speech that Bill Clinton got was back in 2015, May of 2015. So she was well known to the Clintons. Maybe she carried the cash for them and said, hey, there's something else you can do for us besides a half million dollars.
And beyond just the Clintons and the Democrats wanting to distract from their crimes and their collusion, they also want to try this whole attack on Trump is obviously an attack on Trump to try to delegitimize his presidency. But it's also attack on we the people. It's attack on the people that elected Trump. And here's the key to me, David. When we wake up every day and they're trying to force some new angle of this Trump-Russian collusion, or you wake up today, the 2018 budget resolution markup is still going on, David. I mean, we got to be pushing 5+ hours now. You couldn't find 10 minutes of content in there of people that are actually making sense. None of it makes any sense. And so I'm just sitting here, I'm just thinking to myself, all of this going on is only going to amplify the anger that Americans expressed in the 2016 presidential election. See, you've got the left that's angry, and they go out in the streets. They don't have any ideas of their own. They don't have any intellect. So they go out on the streets. They protest. They yell. They burn. They scream. They break things. They assault people. The right goes to the ballot and says, President Trump wants our agenda. President Trump is angry with the status quo in America. We're going to elect President Trump. Well, now we have to wake up and we see the fake news media pushing Trump-Russia, new angle every day. We have to wake up and we have to listen to 5+ hours of a bunch of politicians on the floor of the Hill today trying to figure out what to do about the budget. Hey, guys, we're $20 trillion in debt. There's not much you can do with the budget. It's screwed. But they're trying to figure out how they can spend more and then fix the budget. It doesn't make any sense. So this is just going to anger the American voter base more. And I think that in the long run, the left and the right, I thought it's weird, David, and maybe you can share your thoughts on this. It looks like the left and the right was going further apart. And you could see it in the streets. You could see it in the media, the left and the right going further apart. Okay, civil war going on, civil war in the media. I think if they continue to push the Trump-Russia thing like they are, if they continue to not be effective in Congress, that's only going to bring the left and the right together. I actually think this will bring the left and the right together, because guess what? The people that voted for Trump are sick of it, too. We don't like Obamacare. Yeah. We don't want government-run healthcare ruining healthcare. We don't want some Senate, budget committee meeting going on for 5 hours that can't even accomplish a damn thing. We're all sick of this. So I think the anger is actually going to end up melding together if they continue to push the same things. It's not going to work. They can't divide us on this Russia thing anymore. It's totally failed. They can't divide us on Obamacare anymore. It's totally failed.
Well, you look at two polls that have come out recently. We've had a poll that came out not long ago saying the majority of Democrats feel that the Democrat Party has no agenda. All they want to do is talk about Russia. Then the poll that came out today that says that only 6% of the people care about Russia. So that's all they recognize. That's all that they want to talk about is something that only 6% of the people even care about or see as an issue.
Oh, but here's the poll that matters, though, David. See, this is what they do. A poll came out today. Let me try to find this poll. And it talks about Wall Street. This is from Bloomberg. Wall Street effort to improve its image failed to sway Americans. So they talk about this poll. Most people do not like billionaires. Let me find the exact number. Less than a third of those asked say they don't trust billionaires. So you know what? Politicians know that. That's why they go out on the floor of this 2018 budget hearing and say the millionaires and billionaires, the millionaires and billionaires, the 1%, the rich, taking from the poor, giving to the rich. They know that most of America has been victimized by this class welfare, that making money and being rich has been bastardized in this country. So they go out there and they just spew that rhetoric all day long, not because of real statistics that actually might help this country, help the economy, help make America great again, but because they know that the propaganda has made the voter base hate rich people. So they go out there and they spew class warfare all day long in order to win a vote. It's really sad.
Let's go back to when they were creating Obamacare, because at that point, when Barack Obama was running for office, he says, I'm not going to raise taxes on anybody making $250,000 or less. Remember that? And that was part of this millionaires and billionaires, the politics of envy. That's the politics of the left. If people don't like millionaires and billionaires, they probably don't know any millionaires or billionaires, but they don't like them because they've got something that they don't have. So it's the politics of envy. The idea that you're going to get something from the government and somebody else is going to pay for it, right? But that wasn't what happened with Obamacare, was it? We had taxes enacted on people making less than that. And if you take a look, for example, at the Tesla automobiles, okay, the average net worth of the person who buys a Tesla automobile, which is typically over 100 grand, except for this new model that's just come out that they haven't started selling. But up to this point, the average net worth of the person has been over $250,000. The people that Obama said were rich, they've been getting massive subsidies on every Tesla automobile because of the green credits. And that's been coming from you when you buy your cars, because those tax subsidies, those credits that are being given to Tesla for the electric cars that they sell, are coming from the internal combustion cars that you can afford to buy. That's the bait and switch. And still, Tesla doesn't make any money. But let's talk about how the Washington establishment is, and everybody across the bureaucracy is allied against Trump. I mean, first of all, we see that Susan Rice has now said, no, I'm going to postpone my testimony. Maybe someday she'll talk to people about the laws that she violated. We know from the FISA court that we had the NSA and the FBI violating the law, violating the prohibitions that were put there as part of the FISA Act, saying you're not going to unmask Americans when you start surveilling people abroad. You're going to be allowed to listen to the conversations of foreigners in foreign countries. But if it's somebody in America, even if it's a foreigner, you have to get a search warrant. And especially true if it's an American in America, you have to get a search warrant. But, of course, it was Michael Flynn who was illegally leaked to the Washington Post, and Susan Rice was involved in that. She originally said she knew nothing about that, but now we're finding out that she does. But we can't get her to testify because that's not going to be allowed. She's privileged. And then, of course, we have Andrew McCabe. We have now learned had a personal vendetta against Michael Flynn because Michael Flynn was supporting someone who had come up with an EEOC complaint against Andrew McCabe, the guy who is now the acting FBI director. So there's all this corruption on the law enforcement side. And of course, our attorney general can't be bothered with that. He's going to be bothered with trying to establish broader rules of confiscation and theft. And we'll talk about that later in the broadcast. Attorney General Sessions had another press conference this morning talking about how he wanted to expand civil asset forfeiture. There's nothing civil about it. There's nothing legal about it. It is outright theft to fund law enforcement. That's what is at the bottom of civil asset forfeiture. But real quickly, I want to tell people about something we haven't covered before. This is something that broke about a week ago. People started talking about the U.S. Postal Service. It's not just the NSA and the FBI and the intelligence community that was campaigning for Hillary Clinton. No, we had the post office that was campaigning for Hillary Clinton. In violation of the Hatch Act, we find today. And that's an update to the story. But let's go back to the 14th, because it was a very good story from the American Mirror where they talked about the actual cost that was involved here. And what was happening was you had postal workers allowed to take unpaid leave for political purposes. Now, they were not being paid to work on the Hillary Clinton campaign, but they go to work for Hillary Clinton. This is coordinated by the postal union. And then as that is happening, so many of them left that the U.S. Postal Service incurred massive overtime charges to try to replace them and keep the service going. All of this for somebody who doesn't even use snail mail. Hillary Clinton loves email, as we all know, right? Thousands, tens of thousands of emails that we can't see.
All kinds of servers.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what the American Mirror said. They said, and this is from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of Inspector General. This is what the Inspector General of the Post Office said. He said the impact on local delivery routes and applicable facilities of 97 union-identified carriers who took leave without pay in support of union political activities and how these carriers were paid. They found a sampling of carriers in all seven Postal Service areas. They found that from September to November 2016, when the election was going on, that it took off time ranging from 4 to 50 days to campaign with the union for Hillary Clinton. And they said that 78% of the facilities were in six political battleground states. So they picked strategic areas. They took a massive number of postal workers who coordinated with the postal union to campaign for Hillary Clinton. And they said it's the equivalent of 8.86 years of work that these people did. Now, that 8.86 years of work, they had to bring people in and pay them overtime. Overtime for that. And so today we have a breaking story from Fox News. U.S. Postal Service broke the law in allowing workers to boost the Clinton campaign, says a watchdog agency. This watchdog agency is the Office of Special Counsel. So first we had the Inspector General of the Post Office point this out. Now we have the Office of Special Counsel. This is a report that came out. They said the U.S. Postal Service, quote, engaged in systemic violations of the Hatch Act. What is the Hatch Act? The Hatch Act prohibits federal employees from campaigning for somebody. And that's precisely what happened here. Why do they say this? Well, they said the Postal Service showed a bias favoring the union's 2016 campaign operation. They say they incurred unnecessary overtime costs, paying 8.86 years of overtime, and improperly coordinated with the National Association of Letter Carriers Union when it released members for several weeks of union official leave without pay to participate in the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's the deep state. Those are the people who are allied with Hillary Clinton along with the press. They create the narrative, and they do everything they can against Trump.
So wait a second. Did Obama not violate the Hatch Act? Did Obama not break the law when he campaigned for Hillary Clinton and flew around on United States dollars and traveled on United States dollars?
Well, there's an exception for the president. But they're talking about people who are law enforcement, people who actually are paid by the federal government like postal workers. The political class can do what they want. We'll be right back.
Above the law, huh?
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-476-5281. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-476-5281. 800-476-5281.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Well, the post office violated the Hatch Act when they spent over 8 years of labor wages on trying to win the election for Hillary Clinton. Still lost. Isn't that just sad? Well, folks, if you want to win, go to InfoWarsStore.com because we've got a 360 win for you there right now. We've got all kinds of specials going on. Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2 are both on sale, but they're ending today. Those sales end today. 30% off Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2 ends today. This is a product that is very popular. We're running low on stock. So if you want to take advantage of that special, or if you're running low on Super Male Vitality or Survival Shield X2, be sure to get to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get that product. Caveman, back in stock, 25% off. A product that literally sells off the shelves. We bring it to you at 25% off. Who else does that? DNA Force, also back, 20% off. And this is the big one. Free shipping store-wide. Doesn't matter how many products you order. Doesn't matter how big the products are. Our emergency foods supplies are very heavy products. Even those, free shipping, you can save a ton of money right now on free shipping, especially when you consider our InfoWars Life Select storable food. Over 20 years on the shelf for the lifespan of that emergency food. So take advantage of the summer mega specials ending soon at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2 will be ending today, the specials on those, and they're in low supply. So be sure to take advantage of that special. All right. Well, the Republicans aren't taking advantage of the advantageous odds that they have in Congress and failed to repeal Obamacare despite, well, 7 years to figure out just how to do that if we just gave them the presidency. Couldn't figure it out, and they're, well, taking a page out of the Democrats' handbook and playing the blame game. Here's a clip from that.
Last night we learned that the Senate still doesn't have consensus on a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare at the same time. President Trump and I fully support the majority leader's decision to move forward with a bill that just repeals Obamacare and gives Congress time, as the president said, to work on a new health care plan that will start with a clean slate. Congress needs to step up. Congress needs to do their job, and Congress needs to do their job now.
We've done this in the House. We passed our simultaneous repeal and replace bill. We think that's the solution. We think that's the best way to go. And so we're just going to have to wait and hope that our friends in the Senate can figure out how they can get a bill passed, get into conference or whatever, and get something passed.
I regret that the effort to repeal and immediately replace the failures of Obamacare will not be successful. That doesn't mean we should give up.
Mitch McConnell sucks.
In the coming days, the Senate will take up and vote on
I would be booing. See, this is why I can't go into politics. I'd literally be on the booing him right now.
Period as we work towards
you suck, Mitch. You suck. Sorry. David, here's what's amazing to me. There were really two things that were on the floor today. You had replace Obamacare, which you and I would both say, no, we don't want a replacement. We don't want the government involved. Then you had the repeal vote. And they both went different ways. The no votes both went different ways. And you can see where the swamp really lies in the Republican Party on the voting results. But it's just amazing to me, David, why won't Republicans vote to repeal? They'll all admit how bad this bill is, but they don't vote to repeal.
They want a wedge issue. They want a wedge issue, something that they can take to the voters. And that's the way they've been using this. They never had a plan. We had some market reforms offered by President Trump when he was campaigning, but the GOP never had a plan. They just said, we're going to get rid of it. And we had a vote before, and we had senators who voted to repeal it before now say, I'm not going to vote to repeal it because it would actually get repealed. You know, Obama said, if you like your health insurance, you can keep your insurance. rates. Well, the GOP is saying to the insurance companies, if you like your Obamacare, insurance companies, you can keep your Obamacare. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the anti-